going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
The amount of top-tier talent, while it's good, the volume isn't necessarily there. I feel like there's a few clumps of groups of players that are really good, but they're similar in terms of value, and I feel like there's good depth in certain positions.
Ian, you talk about the volume maybe not being there. So how much does position scarcity or depth play into what you might do right now?
It plays a lot into it, just in terms of trying to anticipate where some of the drop-off is going to be, you know, depending upon where, what positions we may have higher versus other positions, or, you know, at the same position, you know, maybe there's a larger drop-off, right? It just depends, you know, where we're at 10 or at 39 or 41.
The Bears are in a wonderful position to maybe acquire more picks, because if you listen to most draft analysts, they will tell you that there's a couple of elite guys and then a gaggle of really good players that goes probably into the second round. So being that you are not in need, you don't necessarily need anything if you're the Bears. Maybe someone else who's a little bit more desperate might want to use your number 10 pick to move up to get you the player that they want.
It's entirely possible, even though there might not be a quarterback there that makes people want to move to that spot, because none of the people after the Bears are really quarterback starved. So that's kind of the way the thing works, is that there's got to be some quarterback starved thing teams that get penciled in as the destinations for somebody, then maybe you'll somebody jump up. But there could be people that jump up for other things. There are various reports about teams wanting a tackle real bad. And if the Bears are willing to take a tackle below the one that's available at 10 and somebody's convinced that their guy is the right guy, you could get a jump up in that regard.
I think that I have, not that the case is closed. It's not caso cerrado, but I...
That was Spanish, right?
Yes.
Cool.
I did the best I could.
That was good.
I think.
How would Ian Cunningham say it?
I don't have an impression. But you guys like walked right past my Rodney Dangerfield. It was that good. You guys missed it.
I saw
We're kind
the
of distracted back here.
Yeah, you are.
Because apparently Shane's trying to kill anyone who's in the studio there.
First of all, your Rodney. I didn't hear anything that sounded like Rodney. But you grabbed the corner of the collar.
Yeah.
So you did a nice physical job.
Yeah.
I just let that be a video, you know, Easter egg for the Twitch mob. Over there, Shane apparently took a can of WD-40, popped off the top, and just poured it all over the console.
So I had a squeaky chair. Got tired of hearing it squeak. I've been hearing it squeak for about 2 weeks now. and I might have gone a little heavy-handed.
I just saw Teddy's wearing a mask.
Yeah, in retrospect, what's worse? What's worse, the squeaky chair or the stench that's going on in here that's going to cause me to collapse?
The chair. I'm the one dealing with it. The chair.
Oh, but Shane, that's so selfish. If your chair is just a little squeaky and it's bothering you, now you've ruined the atmosphere for your cohort and everybody else.
The air quality had to leave.
He stays here way too long anyway. The air quality is temporary. The squeaky chair, if not addressed, is forever.
It's forever.
Yes.
But you could have addressed it like after the show.
No, yeah. I couldn't deal with the squeaky
anymore. How big of a can of WD-40? Are we talking like the little guy that you can use?
The regular, like 16-ounce canister.
Ooh.
But I sprayed it like 5 times total.
Mm. That's too many times. One
disagree. One there are a lot of different like, joints in the chair.
One dab should do you.
You guys know me. Like, I'm not dramatic, at least about stuff like this. And like for me, to, like Lauren said, you should get a mask. And I'm like, yeah, I should. And I'm like, ooh, I don't have any on me. Luckily, Connor had one. Uh-huh. But like, I'm not saying this like to get attention or whatever. My eyes are burning now.
Oh, so the mask is not enough. Oh, Tanny, take a walk.
WD-40, not Agent Orange.
I will say you. You look a lot more convincing in your role as Dr. NBA. Right?
what if I walk around like this with my hands up, like I'm prepping for surgery?
Yeah. Do you have a stethoscope? Does Connor have a stethoscope back there?
It's really not that bad.
Shane, your partner's eyes are watering. He's wearing a mask.
It's pretty bad.
Like it's March 2020 around these parts.
I didn't even do this in the studio during COVID. I got to be honest with you. I didn't have to.
I got to tell you. I still don't think COVID's going to amount to much. I don't think it's going to be a problem.
0.0.
I'm like, Jake walked out of a studio over there, and he just went, whoa.
Oh, well, I mean, he's the most sensitive of them all, so that doesn't surprise me at all.
And you know me. Like, I usually go for walks during the breaks.
Yeah, you do.
And I was like, well, ooh, that is a thing.
It's not Lorna Doone o'clock yet, though. That's in 53 minutes.
No, it's not yet. But I do like to take a little.
It's my favorite time of the day.
Take a little lap. Although today I think it might just be pineapples.
Oh,
I got,
really?
I got some leftover pineapple. But then I have to go in there. So you know what?
Yeah.
It is going to be Lorna Doone.
It smells fine.
Yeah, it's we should clear Lorna the snacks out of here.
Oh, yeah, everything in the fridge is ruined.
Sealed fridge! It smells fine in here.
Shane's over there killing people.
Okay, sweet breath.
That's right. That's what happened. He popped open the WD-40 and he was taking big, deep inhales like it was contact cement and he's 13.
Got to get through the day somehow.
I know. There was too much Nicky Lopez content.
Sahadev Sharma didn't want to credit my news.
See, Shane, this is the problem. See, people already assume. They think you were huffing WD-40 every day anyway. So
now they know it for sure.
Hey, you guys hear the show? More coherent.
You hear the show today? It sounded like Shane was hitting the WD-40 pretty hard. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Well, hopefully it'll dissipate. They got the air filter thing. Poor Ray.
I'm going to leave this segue back to you.
Yeah, I'll just go back to it.
Okay. How is it, Ray? We good yet? Or gonna...
No!
Okay, it's still bad. All right.
Yeah, no, it's not bad at
it
all.
It becomes worse once you leave the room and re-enter, yep. I got to be honest.
I think you're right. I tell you what,
I hope it's not huffing WD-40, and that's Ryan Poles tomorrow night for the draft.
That was last year's draft.
That's when you take a punter in the fourth round.
It was on day three, it was huffing WD-40.
Tanny, wouldn't you say that WD-40, regardless, it does always get worse when you leave here and then have to come back?
No.
Okay. All right. So I'm just going to go do a suicide.
No, let's not.
Don't do that.
I'm going to dump that because don't do that. Like, that's not good. But we can talk about what we were discussing earlier about the idea of maybe moving down and collecting more picks. We are not the only people who think this might be a thing.
Okay.
Stacey Dales talked about this.
She's really, really good and well plugged in and knows her stuff.
Yes, she is. So here's what she said about the Bears maybe taking that 10 and turning it into something.
You know, just my takeaways, just as you asked me that, they feel pretty good with where they're at with their 7 picks. They've obviously got a lot of capital early, the 4 picks through 72, which I think they're going to play around with and dance with a little bit later on. I feel like they're going to probably use the 10th pick. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But, you know, for Ryan to say it's going to be wild, and then to sort of elaborate on that it's going to be deeper in certain spots where, you know, you typically have a cutoff in rounds 2 or 3. This one's going to be a little bit different. I kind of took away from that they're likely going to try to add more picks. I mean, they've got 7, but what's kind of interesting, if you look back just at his 3 previous drafts, in 22, I think he used 11 picks total. In 23, I think he used 10. Last year, they had 4 picks. So they need to add some players to their roster. They are not a player away. And I think they know that. And, you know, this is a draft where there is depth at certain positions, but there's also, you know, Ian Cunningham made an interesting point, fellas, that he basically said that there's a lot of top tier talent, but there's, and there's some clumps that are really good, but there's a lot of players with the same value. So for instance, my takeaway on that is everybody's got their draft board. You might have five guys who you value at, I don't know, a first round draft grade that is different on everybody's board. Right. Or maybe you have three of the same guys that are sitting there at relatively the same value on your board as the next teams. So, and I sense that based upon my experience at the combine. There's a lot of really good players in this draft, and I think there's going to be a lot of surprises in the first round tomorrow night.
Let me add to that from Stacey Dales, what Peter Schrager's mock draft had on ESPN today.
Okay.
Which is the first trade of his mock was the Bears trading down from 10 to 14 with the Colts. And the Bears picked up number 80. That'd be the third round pick of the Colts.
That's so that gives you four picks, five picks in the top 80.
That gives you five in the top 80. You've already got 10, 37, 41.
And 75?
And 72.
72.
So this would give you number 80. Is number 80 a third round pick enough for you to move down four spots in round one? Struck me as a little low.
Yes, because the value of the players is such that you can get kind of what you want still if you're the Bears and you pick up an extra third round pick, which in my estimation you should always think of as a player who's going to start.
In his scenario, Tyler Warren was gone, Ashton Gentry was gone, Will Campbell and Armon Membu were gone.
Malachi Starks
was not there. He did have both of the Georgia edges, Jalen Walker and Michael Williams.
Didn't Weederer tell us yesterday that if Jalen Walker is there, then you got to go get him?
Yeah, Schrager's mock had both of them gone. He has the Bears trade down, and at 14, they took your guy, Kelvin Banks Jr., the offensive tackle from Texas. My only issue with Schrager's mock is that Mason Graham was on the board at 10, and he has them dropping to 14, and the Dolphins taking Mason Graham at 13. That would kind of bug me. I really like Mason Graham. If Mason Graham is there at 10, to use Mr. David's language, run to the podium. That's a podium sprint for Mason Graham for me.
I do have to. I heard Mully and Haw talking about this, and I know it wasn't their language. I forget which draft expert it was that they were talking to. He was talking about running to the podium. You don't have to run. You got all that time. Like it's no one can jump in front of you. You can use all that time.
Lawrence.
It's different, like it's with the euphemism. Vikings a few years ago.
If Mike Tice would have ran up there, would they have made the pick on time?
Right.
If Paul Konerko was running up there, you know, how would they do?
You get all that time. The whole allotted time you can use. Now, don't use all of it and then not make a pick. That's when you're running up to the podium to get in front of the people that should have made a pick.
So write it down as fast as you can. And then hand it to somebody, and then they can take their time.
I would also tell you, don't do that. I would say talk about it with everyone in the room.
God.
And discuss it.
You're just the anti-fun when you're this literal.
Should you turn to your offensive coordinator like, is this too much for you? Is this too much for you, Shane Waldron?
This is when Lawrence is the Brian McCann of sports radio.
It's just, you don't have to run up there. You can...
Too showy, right? It's too demonstrative?
We're so convicted about this guy, we're going to run up there.
Act like you've been there before, right? You're the Bud Smith of sports radio.
You just go,
it's too deep a pull.
Why don't we wait to see if someone else really likes another player? And then we can get more picks out of it. Don't run up there. Work the negotiation.
And also, you're making the announcement within the league before you get up to the podium anyway. So the league knows you're making a pick.
Oh, God. Who are you?
No.
You're the Brad Keller of sports radio.
No, I love Tim Anderson.
You don't like it. My God, you and Lawrence. Get a room that has like nothing on the walls.
I'm just
saying, a lot of WD-40.
Saying that you don't have to run up.
I get it.
You can be excited about that player.
Yeah.
And then maybe someone else is excited about another player. You can trick them.
Then
you can move, and then you can make a pick, like Stacey Dales was saying.
You know, I was listening to the score, and they said they were going to do an hour of draft coverage. All they did was talk about running to the podium and WD-40. That's all they did. Freaking idiots, those guys.
Well, there's more to do.
Oh, please.
I have other stuff. Oh, by the way, Shane, you might want to print this out and frame it. MLB Trade Rumors did give you credit for it.
It's very nice of them.
If you go to MLBTradeRumors.com right now, Steve, shout out to Steve Adams, who gave you credit. He said Shane Reardon of 670 The Score subsequently reported that Lopez, an Octagon client, was signing a major league deal.
I didn't know Shane was an Octagon client.
Lopez, an Octagon client.
That's amazing. I love that. Steven Adams gave him credit. I thought,
as he should.
I thought he and the Grizzlies were going to have a better run than they did.
He got hurt.
Yeah, you know, that was
when
the
you're
problem.
A 7-footer and you're the tough guy on the team.
Australian, right?
New Zealand.
Yeah,
whatever. Same thing.
I'm over it now. Really, I was mad for like 20 minutes, but I'm good now.
No, but it's nice. It's nice to have your work appreciated. And
here, it's a team effort.
Here's an actual piece of, you know, you could print that out. And
where's my credit? One, for working through a biohazard. Two,
it's not a biohazard.
For confirming, I confirmed Shane's report, and I said Shane Reardon first with it.
He did confirm
I
that.
I did my baseball writer thing.
That's as much as John Heyman does.
Tanny.
Couldn't even get it from Bruce.
Your credit is going to come in your workers' comp suit that you're going to file.
Oh, my head hurts. I have a headache. Take some ibuprofen. Keep on your mask.
So,
Lefty.
So, Speegs, I know that you are hot to trot about Tyler Warren.
I am. I'm really excited about Tyler Warren. Call me crazy, but I'm really excited about Tyler Warren.
Could I convince you over the next 24 hours to dig into the story of Colston Loveland?
As a story, because you know I'm susceptible to stories? Player?
I mean all of it. Like, the whole thing. What he is as a player, you know, whether or not you feel like there's a big enough difference between the two guys.
Okay, because I'll admit that that Colston Loveland gives me vibes similar to so many first-round tight ends of the past that went on to have very solid, serviceable careers, but not the explosive, oh my God, this is a toy for an offense like Brock Bowers or other guys like that.
I think there is some explosiveness to Loveland's game.
Not Kyle Rudolph. I'm not looking at Kyle Rudolph here.
I don't know. I just think that he runs routes like a receiver.
Okay.
He's very athletic. Why don't we let Nate Tice break him down a little bit? Here's what he had to say about the tight end position and those two guys versus each other when he was on the Midday Show.
The receiving ability he is just so fluid for such a big build. He's a little bit younger. And also when I broke him down and I got to compare them in a longer article, I expected Warren to be a better blocker right now. And maybe I had to project more for Loveland, you know, seeing that he's younger, he has longer arms, which typically means you can add a little bit of bulk to it and a bit of strength. That I came in and watched, you know, Michigan's offense, and I am watching Loveland be a better inline blocker. When I mean inline is what you think of a traditional tight end. You know, Mercedes Lewis is probably the ultimate example, a true Y inline tight end. So I think that ability, which I thought would be more of a projection, is more of a current strength of his game, which gets me excited. So he's younger than Warren. I think he has receiving ability that matches Warren. They just get to it in different ways. Ooh. Maybe not as dynamic after the catch, but I think his catching range and his route running is very good. But on top of it, that he can do the real tight end stuff. You don't have to hide him. So I just think there's the potential to do more with Loveland than Warren, which is kind of ironic because of how they were used in college, that Warren's versatility actually makes him more of a limited fit for certain teams, while Loveland, I think, can match a lot of teams, including the Bears. I'm just that more versatility and plus versatility I'm excited about with Loveland.
All right, so I dig that, and I can see why a guy like Nate Tice would look at the two of them and give Loveland the credit of being able to be that. I just think the Bears have that guy in Cole. Cole is the why.
I think he is... If you look at both guys and even coming out of college, and I wanted the Bears to draft Cole Kmet, he's a much more athletic pass-catching tight end than Cole was in college.
Okay, but if you wanted two, don't you want the gadget tight end, the weaponry receiver tight end, a la George Kittle or LaPorta? I mean, Kittle can also block, obviously.
I think
Tyler Warren, I think, could be that weapon where Cole can be more of the inline Y.
But I'm going to have in this with Loveland, I'm going to have Cole be the inline Y tight end. I think that he's the better receiving tight. Loveland is a better receiving tight end than Warren. But because of all of the other stuff, Warren being, like Cole, a tight end out of high school, them using him for their tush push, the version of the tush push, he can take snaps under center. He's extreme. I think I disagree slightly with Nate. I do think that Warren is more versatile. I think Loveland is more overall athletic as a receiver. So if you're looking for someone that's going to help, I think Loveland is closer to LaPorta than Warren is.
All right, I get that. Well, because LaPorta can do some of the inline stuff as well.
So check this out. So, you know, I was like, okay, let me go down the wormhole here and go down the rabbit hole and start looking at stuff on Loveland. And I found an interview that he did with CBS Sports HQ. And I found him to be delightful, by the way. Not that that matters, but I thought he was delightful in telling his stories of growing up in Idaho and herding cattle and all this stuff. Here's what he said about his blocking and that he takes a lot of pride in it.
You think that's a part of your game that teams or maybe people have slept on?
Yeah, I do. I appreciate you bringing that up. Yeah, I mean, obviously the last 2 years I didn't get asked to block a whole lot. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, if you really dive into the tape, I do block, and I feel like I do a good job. And the reps I lose, you know, it's just technique, you know, whether it's that first step, pad level, hips behind me maybe. So obviously got room to grow in all aspects of my game, but especially there. But, yeah, I feel like, I'm willing, like you said, and, you know, I'm going to give it my all. And the effort's no question. Yeah. So.
And that shows up on tape.
All right, so respect to Colston Loveland's game. And I admit that I've thought more about Warren as an exotic weapon of choice.
He is. Yeah. He's got a lot of talent.
And I think the way the NFL's going and what this team needs, that is a dynamic playmaker you're adding.
It's funny because I guess maybe I would say it this way. I look at Tyler Warren as an H. And I look at Colston Loveland as a U tight end. So, like, with Tyler Warren, you're going to be able to move him very similarly to George Kittle or Juszczyk, who is probably more fullback than tight end, but they can still use him that way. I see Warren is more tight end than fullback, but in certain situations, you can line him up because he's got some versatility from a position standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Loveland and go, oh, that's someone who is going to be able to catch defenses off guard because of his athleticism and route running. I'm telling you, like, for a guy that plays tight end, I look at him and go,
I hear you.
He's got wide receiver feet.
I got you. And so he's a guy who maybe fools people into thinking he's not going to be able to do the things that he does, which is the classic tight end thing. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm Team Warren.
I wanted to bring this to your attention. Just in case he, you know, like maybe the Bears ended up trading down and then they pick him. You go, ooh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I'm not going to freak out if it's Loveland, especially if Warren has gone early and they trade down and pick up an extra pick or two, and then they take Loveland and they're still going that way. I would feel real good. I think they do need another starting caliber tight end on this offense. The way that Ben likes to do things. But we'll see. There might be one later. He's got a good eye for it. Where was LaPorta? LaPorta round two?
Yes.
I think LaPorta was late round two. Kittle was round four in San Francisco, same year the Bears took Adam Shaheen.
34th overall for LaPorta.
LaPorta.
So high two.
Yeah, high two.
Third pick in the second round.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Pretty good.
It will be fun. You know what we're going to get? You know what we're getting a chance to do on Friday? It's really dig into the round two and three options that are left on the board after whatever happens on Monday. I mean, I like that what we're doing, but there's edge rushers to consider that we haven't talked much about in rounds two and three. There's tight ends and, of course, running backs, which we have touched on.
Loveland struck me as the type of player that it makes all the sense in the world to draft Warren over him. Strikes me as the type of player of, like, next year you're going to look up and be like, oh, that Colston Loveland kid's got 650 yards receiving this year.
Yeah, man, I get it.
I wasn't expecting that. It's, you know, like, I feel like he's that type of player.
It's like, as much as I'm on Ra St. Brown, played in the slot, I don't think it's going to be one wide receiver on this roster as of right now who plays in the slot that much. I think Tyler Warren being able to be used as a third wide receiver an awful lot would be the kind of Ben Johnson weapon in the slot.
Why don't we continue talking about the draft? Spieg's got some quarterback stuff that he wants to walk us through. We're going to do that and talk about how even the quarterback stuff affects the Bears. Next on The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
The woo people are out.
Thanks for playing some Wu Tang. That made me feel good.
Chilling with my man Rusty Ghost is a beast.
Wu Tang is for the children.
Afternoons on The Score.
People assuming they have information about me, that's just not true. I've been straight up with these teams from the start about where I was at, you know, starting with the money thing. You know, I told every single one of the teams I talked to, you know, it ain't about the money. I play for 10 M's. You know, I don't care. I never once said I need a multi-year deal, $30, $40 million is absolute. I said I'd play for 10.
Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show. He is upset.
He's always upset. That man uses ego to masquerade for enlightenment. or uses enlightenment to masquerade as ego, perhaps. My goodness.
Did you enjoy the fact that the Jets were like, yeah, we made you fly across this country? We sure did.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff on there.
We sure did.
He was all grumpy about and we don't want your thoughts.
We don't want you.
And we don't want your thoughts about who might be good as a leader or anything.
You want to play ball this year?
Yeah,
great.
We're okay.
You won't be here with the Jets.
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy who has held teams hostage, has tried to hold leagues hostage to feed his ego. He said this time he's not doing that, though. He's not holding anybody
10
hostage.
10 M's, baby.
No. I am trying to be open to everything and not specifically attached to anything when it comes to this decision.
So, open to anything and not attached to anything. Attached to nothing. This from Diana Russini today, as I give you a few different quarterback things. Okay, Lawrence?
Okay.
Sources tell me Pittsburgh has not received any further update from the four-time MVP following his Pat McAfee show appearance last Thursday, in which he was open to anything and attached to nothing while he continued to focus on off-field matters. The Steelers have not instituted a hard deadline for when they expect Rodgers to make his decision, but the widespread expectation is that Rodgers will ultimately suit up for the Steelers in 2025. That is, if he doesn't retire. So the Steelers sitting there at what, 21? I think the Steelers are at 21.
Yes, and that's where Pete Schrager has them drafting Shedeur Sanders.
Tomorrow night. Like tomorrow night, they might be in a position where they have to decide, do we take Shedeur Sanders or do we take Jackson Dart if he's there? Eric Edholm is our guest next hour. Has the Steelers taking Jackson Dart
in
his latest mock?
Do they trade George Pickens tomorrow night?
To move up and maybe get Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart, if that's what you want to do.
To get rid of a receiver. They're really good at doing that.
Oh, yeah, getting rid of a receiver before they implode and have no value whatsoever.
Making you think that that receiver has a ton of value, and then that guy gets to your team, and then he sucks.
But
or he's crazy.
Seems like the Steelers are... I know Aaron said he's not holding anybody hostage. I know.
And we're not hostages. We can choose. And doesn't Tomlin always say that? We don't want hostages. We want volunteers.
But the Steelers have to make up their mind not knowing if this Jamoke is going to emerge from the darkness and say he wants to play.
It's better to have volunteers as opposed to hostages.
That's right.
I think that they're not the only team. I think for all of the lady she doth protest too much up in Minneapolis, I think that
they're holding out for the possibility of Rodgers. Do you know what the rumor is about what they might do? Is they might trade for a quarterback. Okay. This also from Diana Russini. Players that could be traded during the draft include quarterbacks Sam Howell, Will Levis, Aiden O'Connell, and Kirk Cousins. That Kirk Cousins is rumored as a possible Viking. Can you imagine?
I don't think that's happening again.
He might not want to go any place where there's a young quarterback and he's got to deal with everything just like he dealt with it with Penix in Atlanta.
I believe he is, maybe he didn't say this on the record, but I think people close to him said that he's not doing anything until after the draft. That he's not going to lift any or accept any trades until after the draft to kind of see what the quarterback landscape is. I also think Kevin O'Connell is probably done with the whole Kirk Cousins thing.
You'd think so.
Hence them being done with the whole Kirk Cousins thing.
So they didn't hold on to Daniel Jones, who's down in Indianapolis to compete with Anthony Richardson.
And he will probably win that job.
But they need a guy. They need a guy behind JJ to potentially be their Darnold. Is it Sam Howell?
No, Sam. Well, I've always liked Sam Howell.
He put up numbers in Washington. A lot of picks, but numbers.
But the interceptions are a big thing. It was a different regime and a different philosophy. I like him. He's definitely got some moxie to him. But I think you need someone more established than that.
Because your roster's good.
Yeah, but also they can't. The Cousins thing is interesting to me. It just seemed like everyone was good with him moving on there. But maybe you do think, well, we're really close to being great. And if we could get another year of more than, we shouldn't just talk about Darnold being competent. He was more than that in the regular season. In the postseason, But in the regular season, he was an MVP candidate last year.
I hope that the man, Aaron Rodgers, who masquerades and uses his ego as phony enlightenment, gets left out from the game of musical chairs and has nobody that wants him when he decides he wants to play. That's what I hope. Think it's possible?
I'm trying to think of what other teams might, once it's all said and done, if they think that their contenders might want him. For example, would you, if you're Miami, do you go, you know, we think that Tua is the guy, we paid him as such, but what if we were to drop Aaron Rodgers up in here?
Sure. There could definitely be some teams that go that way.
Or San Francisco. They haven't paid Purdy yet, right? He hasn't gotten a long-term deal.
No, and I know you've thought before, and it has some merit, that Aaron's sitting around hoping that the Niners come calling, even though he hated them theoretically at the beginning. That would be some hometown stuff. But he's got no family that loves him, so...
We don't know that they don't love him.
I'm pretty sure.
I am trying to be open to everything and not specifically attached to anything.
Oh, God, one of my least favorite humans in sports. This from Diana Russini about the young quarterbacks in this draft. One name that keeps coming up more and more is Tyler Shuck of Louisville. Despite being a bit older, he'll turn 26 in September, there are coaches out there who believe in him. One even told me he thinks Shuck could end up being the best quarterback in this class if he lands in the right situation. This coach had him graded above Cam Ward. Your guy!
See? That's why you watch Tyler Shuck tape.
Is that why?
He's tough. He's got a strong arm. He plays on time. But here's the thing. When you're talking about an older quarterback, is that player, any older player that wasn't dominant? He was good, but he wasn't dominant.
Yeah.
You go, oh, you were out there throwing against 17-year-olds.
And you were doing it. You were out there and you were doing
and
it.
And you were okay. Yeah. Why weren't you great?
It's fair. And then I wanted to get this in because the Shedeur Sanders slander and analysis has all kind of blended together a little bit. There's like aggregator quotes out there, which are brutal. And I saw one and then I was like, wait a minute, that came from an actual place. And it came from Tom Pelissero's article on NFL.com. A long, careful, detailed, multi-paragraph breakdown of Shedeur Sanders. But oh man, it included this quote. One longtime NFL assistant coach said that his time with Shedeur Sanders was, quote, the worst formal interview I've ever been in my life.
Oof.
He's so entitled. He takes unnecessary sacks. He never plays on time. He has horrible body language. He blames teammates. But the biggest thing is, he's not that good, unquote. That. Woo. So there's people who think that about Shedeur. And that's a blend of analysis and potential slander based on an interview. Where how do we feel about this? It's interesting.
There's a lot to unpack with that. We should have talked about this earlier.
Just saw the quote yesterday.
Because there's so much stuff with him. And you have to look at the football, too. He completed 74% of his passes last year.
I know, but he also broke contain and did a lot of things. He did not play on time an awful lot. Got sacked, I think, 90-plus times in 2 years.
Well, part of that is stuff that we should be able to relate to here.
Uh-huh.
That first year, the offensive line in Colorado was absolute garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Second year was better, and you do have Travis Hunter that you're able to throw the ball to. I think people expect, when they think of Deion Sanders' son, I think they expect a much better athlete than what Shedeur actually is. It's weird because I think he's more quarterback than athlete.
And yet he has played like more athlete than quarterback, according to some of the scouts. Like, he thinks he can be that guy, and that can be dangerous if you think you're that guy.
It can be, but I think he also has better accuracy than he's being given credit for, and better time. I would disagree with that coach that he doesn't play on time enough. I think a lot of the stuff that they were doing at Colorado was based on him being kind of a timing thrower. But that whole conversation about him and whether you want all of the stuff.
Yeah, because a lot of people are expecting Deion to put pressure on the NFL coaching staff.
And do you want that? Like, Is he a good enough prospect for you to want all of that? And I would say no, but I also don't then want to say he's not a good prospect, because I think he is. It's just a matter of how much are you willing to put up with to get to the best part of him as a quarterback in the face of your franchise.
So I've seen some mocks that have the Saints taking a quarterback at 9 right in front of the Bears. And it could be Shador, could be Jackson Dart. I've also seen teams trading up with the Saints to get a quarterback right before the Bears. And that would be a lovely scenario if, say, Mason Graham or Tyler Warren or Ashton Jeanty, if you want that, is sitting there on the board and the Saints take a quarterback at 9 instead, and you can just let your guy fall to you. That would be one of the dream scenarios for Thursday night.
You remember yesterday how we were talking about the idea of lying season?
Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's important that we hear from someone who covers the team on a daily basis who might think that there was some lying going on in one particular idea. We'll share that with you next here on The Score.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
That's a conversation. We'll see how everything goes. He clearly has the ability to play left and right. We saw that in college. That was part of the value in taking Darnell. So if he had to play left, I think he'd play left. And obviously, I think we're all excited about his stuff to go right.
So yesterday, when we were talking about Ryan Pace discussing seemingly fairly openly about the idea of, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you could see Darnell Wright move over to left tackle, we brought up the idea of, well, it is lying season.
Yeah, but we both were struck by, like, kind of the comfort with which he said that. Like, it was something they have discussed and known as a possibility, and that's what will happen if they do end up drafting a right tackle. They could be pretending, of course, for the sake of, you know, leverage.
Which is good. Brad Biggs had some thoughts on the whole thing, and this is what he told the morning show about that.
Brad, there wasn't a lot offered in terms of details or specifics at Tuesday's household gathering, otherwise known as the Ian Cunningham Job Fair. But I do think that one of them was Darnell Wright possibly moving from the right side to the left side. And if that – you're what? I didn't even ask a question yet. What aren't you buying?
But I don't see any way Darnell Wright's going to left tackle.
So that's just something they threw out there that they're not considering.
They didn't throw it. They were asked, and they were like, "Well, yeah, you could." Like, it wasn't something that they threw out there. I don't view Darnell Wright as a left tackle possibility
so
for them.
Maybe I'm wrong, but.
Can I
ask a question, please? Does that make you disqualify Armand Membu from consideration because he's a right tackle? And if they're going to draft him, I would be surprised if they would try him at left tackle and change positions as a rookie.
Did they say he's a right tackle only? That would be my question to that. Maybe there's someone that believes he can play left tackle. I think he's a right tackle or a guard. But no, I don't think that necessarily disqualifies him. It is interesting. I was talking to one guy yesterday that I always have interesting chats with, and he said, "Can you remember a class where there's been more players that they've said, well, he's a left tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a guard that's got to play center, or he's a left tackle who ultimately this guy might be best at center." Like, there's, you know, there's not as many guys where you look at him and you say, yeah, he's a guard and he's only a guard. But I wouldn't rule Membu out, but I'm not buying Darnell Wright as a possibility at left tackle. I mean, he's got to get better at right tackle.
Woo! The kind of out-of-hand dismissal that makes you think that either Brad knows something or just thinks they're lying for leverage.
The draft can't get here fast enough. David and Brad need a break from each other.
Oh, man, I love it. I think it's wonderful.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Mr. David.
Need a break from Brad.
I think
Brad needs a break from them.
I think Brad, especially when he's not in computer form, because computer Brad, like Cyber Biggs, is much more agreeable. He's mostly just greetings, Cyber Biggs. You know,
I'm sure he was. I'm sure that there were people that had already emailed his mailbag about it.
Of course, his pesky.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
See, that guy doesn't argue like that. Cyber Brad doesn't argue, but human Brad sometimes just argues. You know, sometimes he's a little.
And
willfully.
I don't want to bring up a topic that's going to make Mr. David upset, but his guy Colson Montgomery.
It's not very good. His analysis on that was spot on.
Hold on.
I share that feeling.
Gotten better, though, since then.
See Colson Montgomery's last week here?
I don't care about his
last
week.
He's got 45 home runs in the last 7 days.
No, it's not that good, but it's been pretty good. Let me try to look for it here.
Yeah, it's so good you can't find it.
I can't find it.
But his back still hurts.
Six-game hit streak. He's hitting .321 during the six-game hit streak.
Good for him.
Championship. You know, maybe now that pesky Chase Meidroth is out of the shortstop position, that Colson
has
a shot. He's going
to find his way to Chicago.
.321 batting average, .345 on base, .536 slug. In the last six games.
Who the hell cares?
These are excellent questions.
Hey, there was a guy who texted earlier and said, "Oh, good, an hour of draft talk. That means no more Nicky Lopez conversation."
Well, guess what?
What the hell, dude?
Oh, no.
All right, Nicky, next segment. Forget Eric at home. I'm putting Nicky on next segment.
The next segment actually allows us
to talk a little bit about Nicky Lopez.
That's right.
Because
hope that guy's listening.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about him. In the next segment, while we're talking about the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to lead with Nicky Lopez.
No, we're going to lead with Jed. But Jed did talk about defense.
Yeah, he talked about defense. He talked about third base. He also talked about the bullpen. Jed also talked about Kyle Tucker, but we're going to wait for that because our man Bruce Levine has
did
done
us a solid.
Oh, did he do us a solid? Following up on something I saw in the game last night, talked to Bruce on the phone. He then talked to Kyle Tucker, and we will bring that exclusive sound to you along with Jed Hoyer in the 5 o'clock hour before Cubs. So tell a friend about that as well.
But next, Jed on other things that are happening with your favorite baseball team on the Score.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.